and her young cousin Sarah left their city homes of towering glass and steel and traveled north. Julie was hoping to escape for a while from what she called her busy cartoon life. Sarah was looking forward to their stay in a small cabin in the woods. After a long journey, they finally came to where the roads ended and the walking paths in the great forest began. After they arrived, Julie and Sarah set out to explore the woods. They found a path and followed it deep into the forest. "I feel like I'm walking on the bottom of the ocean," Sarah said. Later, Sarah sang along happily to her radio after she unpacked her things. She was thrilled to be on a big adventure. When night fell, Julie came to the room and asked her to turn off the music. really didn't like the woods at night. She roamed around the cabin nervously. When she looked out the windows, she saw moving shadows in the moonlight that shifted between the trees, and imagined ghosts. Sleep that night was restless and uneasy. Early the next morning, Julie called the contractor from the nearest town. She told him that she wanted a wall built around the cabin.
Thank you.
the living room window. What caught her eye made her yell in surprise. Look! 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 Julie took one look at the creatures and jumped in fright. She quickly grabbed two brooms, gave one to Sarah, and cried, "We have to get rid of them! They have to go away!"
"They look just like cartoons," Sarah said.
"They don't look so scary." Sarah ran outside and Julie followed, swinging their brooms wildly. They screamed at the creatures, "Go away! Shoo! Get out of here!" They managed to chase the creatures away from the wall, or so it seemed, for when they got back inside the cabin, they looked out the window and the creatures had returned. Into the backyard. Julie quickly locked all the doors and windows. Then she called the contractor and said firmly, "The wall doesn't work. We've got monsters in our backyard. You've got to take the wall down. Tonight." There was a pause. "Okay, then. First thing tomorrow morning, I want that wall down." Sarah stayed close to Julie while the creatures surrounded the cabin.
"It looks like a circus out there," said Sarah, taking a peek out the window.
"Do you think they're real?"
"Of course they're real," Julie answered.
"You see them, don't you?" Thank you.
smashing it to pieces. After they left, Sarah begged Julie to take a walk in the forest, telling her, "The monsters are gone. Let's go. It's okay now," she added. "The forest is so beautiful. You'll see for yourself." Julie was apprehensive, but finally agreed to go with Sarah into the forest. Along the wooded path, something caught Julie's attention. Moving closer, she discovered a small violet chest, partially hidden in the vines and the ferns. Sarah ran to the chest and opened it. "Look, look," she cried with delight. Julie knelt down beside Sarah. Inside the chest were all the creatures from the previous night, in the form of tiny, brightly painted figurines. "They're so small," said Julie. "Scary," said Sarah, smiling. That afternoon, Julie took a nap after lunch. She slept peacefully while Sarah brought out her plasticine and modeling tools and made her own monsters. The day arrived when it was time to go home. They headed south, taking the chest with them. The forest, said Sarah. We'll come back again soon, promised Julie. They would often return to the cabin in the